From the KBIE newsroom in Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee sued the Missouri Attorney General's office today, alleging that it violated state open records law under the leadership of Josh Hawley, who is now a U.S. Senator. The group claims the office withheld emails between Hawley's official staff and political consultants during the Republicans' 2018 campaign, the Kansas City Star reports. The lawsuit focuses on a records request the group made in September 2017 for communications between Hawley's official staff and the political consultants who later went on to run his campaign. A spokeswoman for current Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt said the office is reviewing the lawsuit. Missouri plans to license more than 300 medical marijuana-related businesses this year. Even more will be approved, the director of the state program said today. The state is already planning 192 dispensaries, 60 cultivation facilities, 86 manufacturing facilities, and 2 testing facilities. Voters overwhelmingly approved a state constitutional amendment in November allowing marijuana for patients with cancer, Parkinson's disease, and other serious illnesses. Missouri joins 32 other states that allow medical marijuana. A St. Louis County Democrat is condemning a GOP effort to restrict abortion throughout the state. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports from St. Louis, State Representative Kevin Windham says he's not optimistic that proponents will listen to his party's concerns.
Windham voted against legislation that would, among other things, ban abortion if a heartbeat or brain activity is detected. It would also require doctors to notify two parents if a minor is seeking an abortion. Windham says it's wrong for lawmakers to restrict a woman's decision to terminate a pregnancy. But since Democrats are heavily outnumbered in the Missouri House, he concedes there's only so much his party can do.
We as House Democrats try to make things less bad and try to speak out on things and try to convince our colleagues on the other side of the aisle why we think they're bad and tell our constituents and the constituents of the state of Missouri why they're bad.
Windham says it's possible that Senate Democrats can use the filibuster to prevent the abortion legislation from getting to Governor Mike Parson's desk. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Recent rains have caused rivers to rise across Missouri and Kansas, and with more rain in the forecast, the National Weather Service is predicting minor flooding in several locations. Hydrologists expect flooding across the Mississippi River starting in the next few days at Missouri towns including Hannibal, Clarksville, and Cape Girardeau. I'm Seth Bodine, KBIA News, Columbia.